shining a light on podcasts and videos that have caught our attention. The Spotlight with Jen Spiker. Weekdays on Vision and on demand in the free Vision Christian Media app. Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, there is something that's a little bit different to talk about, and it might be a challenge for some, but with recent announcements of the numbers of refugees arriving on our shores in Australia, now on the increase once again, because there was a little on-hold period during COVID, but there are many more arriving today. Interestingly, with the integration of refugees into our society, all sorts of things happen, like teaching refugees how to drive. And if you are on the streets of Toowoomba in Queensland, keep your eye out. There might be a few extra learner drivers on the road because there's a program about to start with 120 refugee learner drivers doing driver training. Let's get some insights into what's happening and a welcome back to 2020, Ashley Hodges, who works with You Belong. Ashley, welcome back.
Hello. Good to be here.
Ashley, does it mean that on the streets of Toowoomba, there's extra danger right now?
Well, hopefully not danger, but definitely keep your eyes open for a very exciting and new initiative with refugees in Toowoomba.
So 120 refugee drivers who are about to undergo driver training. Now, I've been to various places, including the Middle East, and there really are no road rules in some of those places. How's the typical refugee driver and their attentiveness to our road rules here, do you think?
Yeah, our Learner Driver Mentor Program is really focused on helping women, refugees especially, get a license because in their hometowns they didn't need to drive and there just wasn't a lot of women driving. But now that they've, you know, been resettled into Toowoomba and Queensland, there is just quite a gap there where they need to know how to drive to be able to pick up their children from school, be able to get employment or do training, do English classes. Like we can all appreciate how important it is in Aussie culture to have a license.
And for some, this is like an ultimate freedom because, as you say, and women behind the wheel, in some nations, like some Muslim nations, women just not allowed to drive. And so coming to Australia and you're a refugee and somebody says, would you like to learn to drive? I imagine there's an awful lot of hands going up.
Yeah, it's a very empowering project, especially for women. Yes.
Ashley, give us some insights here into just how serious the refugee crisis has been. There's a number of nations that have been in the headlines just of recent times. And there's going to be increased numbers of refugees arriving on our shores. Just how do you describe things that have been happening around the world this year and in these past few years?
Well, as we've all seen with the Ukraine situation right now after the Russian invasion, there's been 10 million people that have already had to flee their homes in Kyiv and travel to places like in Poland and around Europe. And with Afghanistan a few months ago in August when the Taliban takeover happened, millions fled the country then and travelled, scattered all over the place. And in total, it's estimated that there's more than 80 million people in the world today who have been displaced from their homes. And that means they've lost their homes, their livelihoods, and they just have to start totally from scratch again, building a new and safer life. And 80 million people is a lot of people. I mean, it's the same number of the population of Germany, if you want to put it in picture form.
And when a refugee arrives on our shores, and oftentimes I'm sure some of them might choose to say, I'd like to go to Australia. Others might be told, you're going to Australia. When you get here, everything looks different. There's new money. the supermarkets have to be navigated, and of course being on the road behind the wheel, understanding a whole new driver training. It really is your whole life turned on its head, isn't it?
It is. It is a lot to learn, and they're expected to do a lot quite quickly as well. So it's a lot of pressure to recover from what you've been through and the traumas, and then just start straight into learning a new language and, you know, new road rules, like you said, and all the things that go along with building a new life and putting your children in a new school. And it really is a lot, and it really takes Aussies to need to understand and have a little empathy and show a little grace for refugees as they learn and navigate all the newness.
Ashley, in your experience, are Christians, perhaps they're part of a local church and they've got an extra care element for some people in their community, are Christians open to this integration of refugees into communities, or are Christians just as suspicious as many other Aussies are?
I guess there would be both out there, but we do have a lot of wonderful partnerships with Christian churches and community groups have really been the backbone for a lot of the work that we are doing in Toowoomba. It might be groups that are actually helping with the driver training, so they are the ones sitting in the cars, helping with the mentoring, you know, using the Ubelong car and driving around like car parks and safe areas. They're also the ones that are going into refugee homes and just doing just catch-ups and how are you going, and just that regular connection point for refugee families. You know, they visit, they have a cup of tea and a biscuit, they get to try some, you know, maybe Iraqi or Syrian like food and delicacy. And it is these particular groups have been adding to the programs. They're volunteers and they're just motivated by their own personal faith and wanting to help the stranger and to love the foreigner. And they're the work in action. They're the guys, you know, behind everything that we're doing who are out there.
I imagine that many refugees, when they arrive on our shores, they see Australia as a Christian nation, or they recognise the Christian heritage of Australia has made us what we are. And I imagine too that there's an expectation of a welcome. It must be a little bit disconcerting if they don't feel as though they get that sort of welcome that they anticipate from a largely Christianised society.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that often they're quite surprised with how welcoming Australians are of them. Some of the feedback I got from an Iraqi man was that while he was living displaced and he'd crossed the border into Turkey, he just felt so out of place, and, you know, he couldn't speak the language and people wouldn't look him in the eye, and he just felt like nobody wanted him there and just felt really alone with his family. But he said after arriving in Toowoomba, and Toowoomba is a very welcoming community, we really appreciate that about Toowoomba, but he said he just couldn't believe that he'd be walking through a shopping centre and people were looking at him like in the eye and then would smile. He's like a total stranger, like they don't know me, they don't know anything about me, and they smiled at me. And that was just really amazing to hear that, you know, simple things like a smile, like just having warmth in your face when you see a stranger is really impacts someone, and you just never know what they've been through and the journey that they've taken to get here and how those simple things can make a difference.
Let's come back to those learner drivers on the road, 120 refugees doing driver training. Do you have to specially train the driver trainers, or can you actually utilise volunteers who want to be a part of this integration of refugees into our society and get them behind the wheel doing the driver training too? How do you actually do it? That's an awful lot of people to go through 100 hours each.
Yes. Well, we have great partnerships with, some other work on the ground there that help with the getting the learner's driver's license, like the actual, the written work and things like that. But then we absolutely utilise volunteers because we don't call it like registered driver training. It's more of a, we say, learner driver mentor program. So it means that you come along as a volunteer with the confidence of, you know, being able to drive yourself, and, you know, we'll help you with language and a translator and having support. And you get to sit in the car and help just get those hours up and the confidence up. And you don't have to be a registered driver trainer to do that. You can just be Joe Bloggs, who wants to do something to help the refugees in his local community.
And what better place than sitting in a car alongside a refugee for an hour to get to know someone? Because while you're doing the mentoring driver training, you're also getting to know them as a person.
Absolutely. And most of the things that we're doing are relationship building. It's the time spent while you're training, or our English classes, or the welcome picnics. It's just building that connection, making new friends, and, yeah, having social cohesion of new Australians along with established Australians.
So, Ashley, for people who want to get involved in the good work you do, they can connect with you through your website, youbelong.org.au. We mentioned that you primarily work in southeast Queensland and the city of Toowoomba. There's also refugees, I think you've mentioned to me in an earlier occasion, on the Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast, and in Brisbane, so across southeast Queensland. So for those listeners in that area, you'd like them to connect with you.
Absolutely. There is so much that you can do, and we want to grow. We don't want to just be in southeast Queensland. We want to be wherever, you know, refugees are being resettled. We're happy to be there. So if you have any connections at all, we're looking to grow and, you know, copy and paste some of the programs that we're doing that are working really well, that are empowering and welcoming refugees, and to be all over Australia.
Well, I'm sure there are listeners who think that they could be brave enough to sit alongside a refugee and do some mentoring driver training. Youbelong.org.au. And I know that you've got a big month coming up in June where you're asking listeners to our conversation today and Aussies to get on board and to be a part of a campaign where you actually move in whatever way you want to, the sort of distance that a typical refugee might need to walk their way to safety across oftentimes dangerous terrain and across borders to find their way to safety from being in war-torn, traumatic locations where life is very difficult. Wonderful getting your insights once again. All the best with the driver training. Ashley Hodges, who works with You Belong. Ashley, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us today on 2020.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au. Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.